Tetnan. Ha'koivesh shloisha kfosim v'chovis. Somebody is like pickling three different type of vegetables. Ha'koivesh shloisha kfosim. Three different type of vegetables. You're pickling in the same chov, in the same barrel. Chovis achas. Is Reb Lezer oimer oichlon ala rishin. Reb Lezer holds negeit his shmita. So in the seventh year, you have a cucumber there, you have a tomato there, and you have a pepper there. So now, we're saying you're allowed to eat these vegetables. Kol zaman, there are still some vegetables growing in the field. As soon as it stops growing in the field, you're not allowed to eat them. Let's say the cucumber. That's the first one that's finished eating the fields. So really, the cucumber should be yosa to eat, but the tomato and the pepper should still be muta to eat. But the mice said that kovish, they're pickling together, the tam of the cucumber goes into the other two. So what's the halacha? So it's a machlokes. You're only allowed to eat these three vegetables, kol zaman, the raw mutter. But as soon as the first one, the cucumber, becomes osa to eat, you're not allowed to eat any one of these three. All three become osa. We have Yeshua Imano Afal Achron, just the opposite. You're allowed to eat the cucumber still, and you can eat the tomato still, until all three become osa. Kol zaman, one is mutter, it's mutter to eat. We'll soon see what a svar is. We have Gamliel Omer, Gamliel says, Kol shekola mina min asada yivayet mina min achovis. Each one has its own halacha. Kol zaman, when as soon as the cucumber stop in the field, you have to take this cucumber out and be mevayer it. When the pepper stop in the field, you have to take the pepper out. When the tomato stop, you have to take the tomatoes out. Each one depends upon itself. The halacha kedvar, and halacha is the way he says, the way this middle one says. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ha'koivesh shloisha kvosin, shloisha mini yerek, three different type of vegetables, the chov yisakas in one barrel, shel chaymetz, you have vinegar there, you're pickling it. Oishel, sear, kadei l'skayim. They used to do that to make it stay. They didn't have freezers or the refrigerators, so to keep it stay, they would pickle it. Is oichle mishloshton al rishon, al som smach harishon hamemayer liyos kol l'chayim in asoda. As soon as the first one, there's no more left on the fields, the mishosh sheyichle echad meyem min asodem, shloshton asurin, the kavshayu mishavi lukachad. Because since they're pickling together, the time of it goes into one the other, so you all have time of the yisr. So as soon as the first one, the cucumber, becomes osur, you can't eat any one. And the next one, Yama says, no, afal achroin, al smach min hakol achroin, ve'oichla mishloshtron, ay v'yafal pishe min hashnayim kol lechaya, so why is it mutter? According to the cucumber and the tomato, there's no more left in the fields. So how could you eat them, even though the pepper is still there? But how could you eat the cucumber? K'va'aton ha'demastisin, yeah, Dapa pisha min hashnayim kolo lechayim yekfar. Our Rashi doesn't say it has, but why? Rashi now, Tana de Masnisin Reb Yehuda, the Tanakam of our Mishnah, Reb Yehuda, bore pligid, it's all in the same machlokes. The Tanakam, so, but the Tanakam now Mishnah holds, Kereb Yeshua, the Mekel, he's Mekel. Vahochi mishtamo le milsa, mimokim shloi kolo, lomokim shakolo. Kuloi is chayim levayir. Avo kolo mitzoson, oicholach mimin hakolo. Kereb Yeshua, the yoichle nafalo achron. Whereas if you go into a new city, and in this city some vegetables were finished, and some were not, you'll have to eat all of them, kol zaman, all three are not finished. Reb Yehuda Waimeh, he goes to Churm and says no. Save avolocho afato miyoisi amin, min asada v'reilo timtsa basada, v'yosa krom gamliel. Because the machlekes tanakam and Reb Yehuda is in this case gufo, where you have three vegetables pickling in one barrel, and two of them, the cucumbers and tomatoes, there's no more left in the fields, so really it should be yosur. Tanakama says, no, still it's mutter. Since a mixus of it is mutter to eat, you'll add it all three of them. And Reb Yehuda holds like, no. Reb Yehuda holds like the man v'yom here, that's osur. Like the first man v'yom, as soon as one becomes osur, all three become osur. I tell you, said the svar is all in machlokes psukim. Remember being a town that betrays Khan and Pasha's bar, seeing I pligi be croy, the Tanya Minasoda, Techle Swasa, Kosman Shatrechel Minasoda, Techle Minabais. Alright, the kids said the machlokes is totally in psukim, it's not totally in svar. Good, so the kids, you have a machlokes in Normi, if you go to Chumro, the Kula, by these Perish Shvias, that's also the machlokes in now Mishnah between the Tanakam and Reb Yehuda. Baita. Ravina wama be plukta dani tanoi. Ravina wants to say, no, I'll tell you another machlokes now Mishnah, the Tanakam and Reb Yehuda is told in another machlokes tanoim about these Paris of Shvias. That's now we learned like this. Oichlin ba tomorim ad sheyichlo achlin shebet soyer. You're allowed to eat your dates in on Shemitah. Kol zaman there's a date left on a tree in soyer. Why it's soyer? So Rashi says, Oichlin ba tomorim. B'chol Eretz Yehuda, in the whole Eretz Yehuda, ad sheyichlo dekel achlin shebet soyer. Until the last palm tree in soyer has no more fruits. Sheir tomorim. Soyer is a city where they gave off a lot of palms, a lot of dates. that Shalosh Arotzes Lebir. There are three different categories, three different places in Eretz Yisrael, Vilchus Bir, where you have to get rid of your Peiris. Shein B'nei Yudah Oichlin Mishakolo B'chol Eretz Yudah. That in people living in Yehuda, they can't eat Peiris once there are no more dates left than any tree in Yehuda. V'yafa Pish Lekolo B'golol, even though in Golol, in the Galil, there is still fruits, so what? Galil and Yehuda have two different sections. Yehuda is totally in Yehuda. Kol Zaman, there's no, when as soon as the last palm tree gives off its fruits, nobody can eat the fruits in Yehuda. But in Yehuda you're allowed to eat it. Even if in your town there are no more dates left, is like one city. Kol Zaman, there's a palm tree giving off dates in Yehuda. Any place in Yehuda, you're allowed to eat your dates. If it doesn't find the dates where you live right now, he'll go to another place to look for the dates. That's what the terrorist told it in. If the Chaya could find these fruits to eat or not. So locker is in Yehuda, you're allowed to eat dates, Kol Zaman, the last tree in Soyer, stop giving off his fruits. Oichlin al shalbein hakipim. You're allowed to eat dates. Kol zaman there are dates in the keeping. But you can't eat dates if there are still dates left on the tree. Bein hashitzin. What does bein hashitzin mean? Like this, Rashi says. Oichlin al shalbein hakipim. Well, how does a palm tree grow? Derech the kolam, the palm trees. Lios the ikron koitzim. On the bottom of the palm tree, there are like thorns there. Sovid that grows around the palm tree. Vahinu shitsim, that's called shitsim, it has thorns there. They're from the palm tree itself. Olamala, on top of this, all in shaloi, oisin, kisidrin, kimin, kapas, tamurim. A lot of lulas keep on growing higher and higher. And on top, you also have dates. Now, kisharuach menashev atamurim, when the wind blows the dates off the tree, noiflim v'nisharim b'yosik keepin. A lot of the dates get stuck on top on the palm trees itself, on the branches. The dates get stuck there. Ulamata v'shitzen. A lot of dates go all the way down and get stuck into the thorns on the bottom of the palm tree. Now, kamer Rav Shimon, the kol zaman shemetzliim bekifin, kol zaman there are still dates on the top part of the tree, in the branches, oichlin, meyosin shemabayis. That's still called the chayis in the fields could find their dates to eat, and the people in the houses are allowed to eat the dates they have there. But once, let's say, all the dates on top of the tree got eaten up, the only dates that are left in the fields, only the dates that are stuck in the thorns on the bottom of the tree. That's not called dates that the chayis could eat, and therefore the dates you have on your house, now you have to take out. Because the chayis, the wild animals, can't get to those dates. Since those dates fell into the thorns, and the thorns hurt, so the chayis don't go into the thorns to get out the dates. So that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying. Oichlan al shalbein hakipin. Kol zaman the dates are still on the top part of the branches that the chayis could get there. That's called there are dates on the fields, and people could eat dates in the house. The ain oichlan al shalbein hashitzen. But we only have the dates left that are stuck down on the bottom in the thorns. Since the chayis can't get there it's awesome. That's the machlokes Tanakama and Reb Yehuda also. Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, he holds the Chumrah, that even though there are dates on the fields, but since those dates are stuck in the thorns, the chayis won't get there, you're not allowed to eat anymore. Now Tanakama holds no, it's mutter. And Rashi says, Vokal Kama Tanakama, Kolo Lagamri, when there are no more dates left at all, Af mi ben hashitzen, even from the thorns, then it's chayiv levayir. Ava Kolo menakipu vadayin yesh beshitzen, ain chayiv levayir, that's Tanakama lekulam. That even though there are no more dates on top of the tree, only the dates that are stuck on the bottom of the tree in the thorns, that's still called there are fruits in the fields, and you're allowed to eat your fruits in your house. We have Yehuda Waimano, save Abolo Kwafata Mimokim Arroyo Lipum. You want to tell the person no. You can only eat dates in your house if there are still dates left in the fields and a place that the animals could get to it. Timsa, and here if the dates are only left on the bottom part of the tree in the thorns, the chayas can't get there. So that will be that the Chumra Omer of Yehuda. And Yehuda goes to Chumra to say that no, that that's considered no more fruits in the fields, and now the Zman Habir, you're not allowed to eat the fruits anymore. Tanan Hosim, learn the Mishnah in Shvias, Sholosh Arotzes Labir. There are three different categories, places in Eretz Yisrael, Vilchus Bir. Like we're saying, that as long as there are no more, when as soon as it comes, there are no more dates in the whole Yehuda, then all the people have to take the dates out of the house. Yehuda, that's one section. So he said, as long as there is even one tree in Yehuda that's giving off fruits, everybody living in Yehuda is allowed to eat their fruits in the house too. It's not called the Zaman HaBir. It's only called the Zaman HaBir when there's no more trees giving off fruits in the whole Yehuda. V'yevra HaYarden, the other side of the Yarden, V'galil, these are the three different places. V'sholah Sharotes V'chol Achas V'yachas. Each one, Yehuda, has three parts to it. Evra Yarden has three parts to it, and the Galil has three parts to it. For the Mar of Olam, Amru Sholah Sharotes L'Bir. What does it mean? There are three arotzes. Again, tilchas beer. What does that mean? Shiyu oichlin b'chol achas v'yachas, ad shiyich l'achron shebo. In other words, even though Yehuda has three different parts to it, but you know the chiddush is all these three parts have the same halachon. That kol zaman this one tree growing any place in Yehuda, everybody in Yehuda can still eat in the house. It's only when you don't find any more fruits at all on the trees, any place in Yehuda, then it's also to eat in Yehuda. Even though in the Galil you still do find, that's called three different categories though. Galil has its own halacha, Yehuda has its own halacha, and the Eri Yadin has its own halacha. The Rashi explains, because the Chayas don't travel from Galil to Yehuda or to Eri Yadin. Just in Yehuda, the animals travel. In Galil, they travel. But from one place to the other place, they don't travel. So once in the whole Yehuda, there's no more fruits left, that's called now the Chayas don't have any more fruits, and that's the Zman HaBir, the Torah says, you have to take the fruits out of your house. The Rashi says, Sholosh HaRotzeis, Beretz Yisroel Chalukai Zu Mizu Min Yibir, Shein Zu Soim Chois HaZu, Mishakol HaBov, Yafa Pish Vakol HaBerta. Each one has his own halacha. So Rashi says, Zu Sholosh HaRotzeis B'Cholachas V'Yachas, Shechalukas Pimin Hogam, Kiyin Perosein, Sheperosein Kolei Shazu Kaitim Zu, Yafa Pikeinos, Finukula Mechel HaBir Kana Farsh V'Yosom. Even though the Maisa, some cities like give off fruits faster than faster than the other one, it doesn't make a difference. So the whole Yehud is like one category, the whole Galil is one category, and the Eivor Yad is one category. So the Gemara now, Minohan Emili, or as next Rashi, V'lom Omru Sholash Arotzes, Hoyo V'Sholash Arotzes Cholachas, Harei Kan Tisha Arotzes. The Chur is saying each one of these have three parts to it. So Yehuda has three, and the Galil has three, and Eivor Yadin has three. So who are there are nine cities here. L'mai hirkas armu shalash harotz of the beer v'suloi. So why do we start off saying there's only three? L'chur there are nine. Teretzi she oichle mechol achas. Asui l'sholash mechol achas ki lu'ay nachas. Because even though Yehuda really has three different parts to it, don't think it has three different halachas, but no. These three different parts have the same halacha. It's only one Yehuda. V'yoichle mechol achas v'yachas mi'asholash achlukas l'bir atshiyichle achron she'basholash harotzehem. Then all these three parts of Yehuda, they're allowed to eat their fruits in the house. Kol zaman, at least in one part, in one tree, is still giving off its fruit. Is oichlem Yehuda chiyichla achron shebasholosh arutzayseihem. In Yehuda, you're allowed to eat the fruits in your house. Kol zaman, the last tree didn't stop giving off from all these three parts of Yehuda. V'chein be'er v'yadim v'chein be'glil. So kids, so there are three different parts, and kol zaman, there's one tree in any one of these parts. That whole section is still allowed to eat. For the Gemara, minohan emili. How do we know these halachis? So Rashi, the oichlim b'Yehuda, atchiyich la'achren shebasholosh harotzes shebo. Avol eloichlim b'Yehuda, ay de'oisin shebegol. How do we know this chilik? That Yehuda is considered one category, and kol zaman there is a tree there, the whole Yehuda could eat. But when it finishes in Yehuda, even though you still have fruits in Galil, you can't. How do we know this? Omer Rav Chama Barukva, Omer Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina. Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, v'levehemtecho v'lachay yasher b'yatzecha. That you have to make sure on Shemitah, on Shvius, that there are fruits for the behemah and the chaya in the fields to eat. So we dash like this. Kol zaman shechaya cheles min asoda, kol zaman the chaya, the wild animals, could find fruits to eat, or vegetables, whatever min, any min you want, whether the fruit or the vegetables, kol zaman that type is still in the fields, is hechel le behemah shemabayis. You're allowed to feed your animal, your pet in your house. In other words, you're still allowed to keep these vegetables inside your house. Mashenken kolo lechaya shebasoda, once there are no more vegetables or fruits, any min by itself, once it finishes apples, it finishes the oranges, that the chayis in the fields can't eat it anymore, then the locher is, you have to take it out from your house. You can't act privately with it and give it to your behema, but rather you have to take it outside. Ugemiri, we have a klal, that what? This the Gemara says by itself, that the ain chayis sheb Yehuda, kidelo aperish sheb glil. This is the svara, this we know, that's the metzias. That the animals, the wilde chayas in Yehuda, they don't go and eat peris in Galil. And the animals, the wild animals in Galil, they do not go into Yehuda. So if Mashenkin and the whole Yehuda, the wild animals do travel all around Yehuda. In Galil, the wild animals do travel around the whole Yehuda. So therefore, that's the Svarim. Kozman, the wild animal in Yehuda, there's one tree left that they can still eat from. It's considered for lehem techov lachay yeshev yatzecha. Then you're allowed to eat it privately in your house. But once it comes a time when the chayes in the field can't eat it anymore, then you have to take it outside. Tana Rabbonin. Teresh sheyotzu meretz Yisrael luchutz loretz. No more negeta yasroigim. If you have a peris, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael from Shemitah, that they brought to Chutzlars, you have the Esrig that was grown on Shemitah, and they brought it to America. Is Mizbairim b'chol mokim shein. When it comes to Zman HaBir, when there are no more Esrigim left in the trees in Eretz Yisrael, so now that's called the Zman HaBir, you have to destroy it. Where do you have to destroy it? Do you have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael, or can you destroy it here in America? If the first Tanakhama holds Mizbairim b'chol mokim shein, you brought it to America, you're allowed to get rid of it here in America. So Rashi says, Ms. Byron, Rashi learns, Kishidagiya Oinus Habir, Shekol Lachaya, Bechol Mokim Shein, any place you are. We don't say you have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael, but you could destroy it, or whatever the mitzvah's beer is. We said that's the machlokes, what the mitzvah's beer is. Tosfos learns, mitzvah's beer, you're still allowed to eat the peris. It just means you have to, again, put it outside in the field, and get everybody a chance to take it, but you could also take it back then and eat it. The Rambam learns, no, when it comes to Zman HaBir, you have to destroy, burn the Paris. So here we're saying that when it comes to Zman HaBir, you're allowed to do it even in America. You have Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, Yasulim Koimim, Bias Barul. No, he says, no, you have a chiyuv to bring back and back to Eretz Yisrael and be mevayir with them. Mishum Shenemer Biatzacha, because the Pesach says Biatzacha, Mash Min Eretz Yisrael, that's where you have to destroy the Paris Shrias. Shred Gemara Ho'afitah, we use already the word biyatzecho to tell us that kol zman there's a chaya eating the fruits in the land, you're allowed to eat the peris in your house. So we use already the word atzecho one time. And the Gemara, there's two drushes here. Kori bei boritz and biyatzecho. The Torah could have just said boritz, and instead it says atzecho. So learn out two halachas. One halacha is kol zman there are fruits still in the trees, in the fields, that the chayas could eat. Anybody's allowed to eat his peris shvius. When it comes to time, there's no more fruits left for the chayas. Then you have to take your fruits out of your house and be mevayir with them. According to Tosfos, it just means put them outside and then you can eat them. According to Rambam, you have to destroy them. And the second Jerusha is Barzacha, he holds you dafka have to destroy it in Eretz Yisrael. That's sometimes a shalit. Some people are machmir, when they get the Eswik from Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, they send it back to Eretz Yisrael. L'chur will soon see, L'chur we pass and you can be mevayir it b'chol mokin. You don't have to be dafka send it back to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Tomorrow, Rav Safra, Maisa was Rav Safra, Nofak, Meretz Yisrael, Chutz Loretz. Rav Safra left Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Chutz Loretz. Heavy Badei Garbo de Charma de Shvius. He had with him a barrel of wine that came from Shvius. He had with him, and still it wasn't the Zman HaBir yet. He was allowed to drink it, so he took it with him to Chutz Loretz. Is Lova Badei Rav Huna Bred Ravikam? Rav Huna Bred Ravikam was walking with Rav Safra. Rav Kana, these two Talmid Chachamim were walking with Rav Safra. Rav Kana and Rav Huna was the Malava was walking with Rav Safra. Is Omalus Rav Safra asked these two, Ika de Shomalei Minei de Rav Yavua, hey, these two were Talmidim of Rav Yavua. So they asked him, he asked these two, do you remember hearing from your Rebbe Rav Yavua, Halachik Rav Shimon ben Eloza? Do we pass like Rav Shimon ben Eloza that says that you have to Badafka bring her back to Eretz Yisrael to Mavayir? And then Rav Safra will be up the creek. He'll have to take this whole barrel of wine back to Eretz Yisrael. Or else he'll have to be makpid mamas to drink it up fast before it comes to Zman HaBir. Or else no, the luck was, we don't have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. So wherever I take it, I'll eat it slowly. And then Echnami, when it comes to Zman HaBir, I'll get rid of it there wherever I am. So Rav Kana said, this is the way I heard over from my Rebbe Rabavua. Yes, L'chumra, that you have to take these parish you brought to America, you have to Badafka bring them back to Eretz Yisrael after the Zman HaBir and destroy it there. Omalei Rafuna Bred Ravika, Rafuna Bred said over though, Hoch Yom Rabavua. This is the way Rabavua said. Ain halachik Rav Shimon ben Eloza. No, my Rebbe Paskin, not like Rav Shimon ben Eloza, like the Tanakhama. That even though you took these fruits of Eretz Yisrael to America, when it comes to Zman HaBir, when you're not allowed to eat them anymore, you don't have to destroy them in Eretz Yisrael, but you could destroy them wherever you are. So Amar Rav Safra said, Noket Ho Klolot Rav Huna B'yotcho. Like he was Makabo better what Rav Huna said over from his Rebbe. And Rav Huna wasn't Mekel, so he was also Mekel. Why? Why did he listen more to Rav Huna than rather than the other one to Rav Kana? Why didn't listen to Rav Kana? Because he said Rav Huna was a person that died for Goma Shmaitato Mipume the Rabbi. He was very makpu. Whenever he heard a shir, he listened very, very carefully to make sure he knew what his Rabbi said. So Rav Huna, he believed Rav Huna. Rashi says, as soon as the Rebbe said something, first of all, he told his Rebbe, say it over a second time. He wanted to make sure he understood it good. He understood all the yeses, all the noes. In other words, Rav Huna has it over the Shia will. So therefore, Rav Huna said over that the Rebbe Paskin Lakula, not like Hashem ben Elazar, he was also Simech Lakula. And he said over what? That he was a Bedaik in his Rebbe, Kerochba the Pumbedisa. The same way the famous Meister Rochba was very Bedaik in Pumbedisa. The Yom Rachba said over, there was a Shaila, was it Rav Yehuda or Rebbe Yehuda said this halacha? So Rachba was Bedaik very carefully, and he said, Omar Rav Yehuda. You know, it's not Rebbe Yehuda, it was only Rav Yehuda. That he said over there, Harabayis, by the round the Harabayis, by the Beis Hamikdash, Satyav Kofel Hoyu, there was a double layer of platforms there. Satyav Lufnim is Satyav, one inside the other one. And so, therefore, Rav Safra here was Samech Lakula, to say that we took it to Chutzlaretz, he did not have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael, because he was Samech on Rav Huna, that Rav Huna heard over from his Rebbe, that Ein Halacha Keshrim Ben Elozer. So when Korolei Rav Yosef, when Rav Yosef heard this Maisa, that Rav Kana went Lakula, he said, I may be Otsav Yishol, my people ask questions from the sticks, or Makola Yagid Loi, and also the Makol answers back to him. What does that mean? Kola Mekoloi Magid Loi. He was more like, he was making fun of him, but saying he's Samech Lakula. Since this Rav Huna answered back Lakula, he was also Samech Lakula. To say what? You do not have to bring back this Perith back to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Loi Kate Kafnaisa the Shrius. Rabbi Loi on Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, he cut down a young palm tree. Kafnaisa means the dates were very young, they weren't ripe yet. And he cut down the tree. Rashi, the first one, the big lines. Kate Kafnaisa the Shrius. Dekel Toyin Kafnois. There was a palm tree that had a little fruit on it already. Then tomorrow Kitana, there are very small dates. Bishlu, the Shloi Bishlu, they were not ripe yet. The Kotas Hadekli cut down this palm tree, lates him. The Hefset Kafnis, he ruined, he destroyed these Kafnis, these unripe dates, they're not going to grow anymore, in order to use the wood. That's what he did on Shvius. For the Gemara Kasha, how was he allowed to do this? The Pasuk says, by the fruits that grow on Shvius, you have to be no Kedusha with them. And the Torah says, Lo'ochlom Rachmona, V'lo'el Hefset, you're only allowed to eat them and not destroy them. Whoever goes to Bnei Brak and Shvius is a very hard life there in Bnei Brak. There the makbid not to destroy the peris or Shvius. It means when you eat an apple there, when he gets finished eating the leftovers, they don't throw it in the garbage because you're destroying it. They put it away in a special plastic bag and let it rot away till it's not edible anymore, and then he can throw it away. With all the leftovers of any fruits that grow on Shvius, there's a loch, you're not allowed to be mafsid, you're not allowed to destroy the peris. The terrorist says lochlo, you have a head to teat it, but it has kedusha on the peris, you can't stop and throw them away. So they're very makbid of them. And that's so the Yishlam, the more makel, the peris that grow from their rabbis, from their Arabs' peris. But I'm talking about the more machmud here. They're special bags. You put away the peris when he gets finished eating, all the shells and the pits, everything, not to throw it away. But kolpanim zalochol ochlo, you're only allowed to eat the peris and not destroy them. See, how are you allowed to destroy these peris? So vice versa, the kasher is that these unripe figs, dates, have a shame peri ready. So how are you allowed to cut down the tree? You're destroying these peris. Maybe you want to tell me, when is it also to destroy the fruit when it has the shame fruit on it? But here, since these dates were unripe yet, they weren't edible yet, it didn't get a shame fruit on it. Maybe here there's no wisdom. The third one, he says, not to destroy when it's edible. But here that it's not edible, maybe it's mutter to destroy it. All again, the first 3 years that the fruits grow, that the tree is growing, it's also to eat the fruits. So maschole means also the unripe peris. Rashi says maschole the orla means shomer hagadol svibas hatzmarim. The shomer, the watch, the peel that grows around the fruits. They cut them when they're very small. Kein pinkas hagadol svibas egoiza yara dekolis. is a series of Rashi Mishumolo, Lehevi Kate Elishem Pri Aleim, Hoyo Dinasa Shem Lepri. Since it's called something around the fruit that watches the fruit, it's considered part of the fruit, and you're not allowed to eat it on Orla. So you see, even this Shema, this peel around the fruit, is also Ossetit on Orla. Now, when do you have this peel? At what stage is this peel growing? Hoyo Vanashem Lepri. For Shem Lepri Amos Hevi, when is it called this peel watches the fruit? The Koifri. When they're very unripe, they're not ripe yet. Bekoifri means a very small peris. Rashi Geshen Ketanim. The Kufru Kafnuyis. These are mamash, the unripe dates that we said before. Bekokorah Leperi, and still you see Rav Nachman called it a fruit. He said when you have these very unripe dates, the watch around it is also teed on Arla, if it's Arla. Because even the watch around it is called the peri. So here you see the fruit is also called a fruit, even though it's very young. You see, even though an unripe fruit still is called a fruit. So since it's called the fruit for Allah, for Shavuos it should also be called the fruit. So it should be also to chop down this tree, since you already have these unripe fruits here, the law is you're not allowed to destroy fruits of Teres, of Shavuos. And the Gemara, Samachlekistakam, Rab Nachman the Yama Krab Yoisi. As Rab Nachman says, the Churma goes like Krab Yoisi. It's not, it learns like this. Rab Yoisi Yoimer, smother, unripe grapes. Awesome. It's also of Neishu Teres that's called a pre, for Allah. So you see, he holds even unripe fruits are also called fruits. Oh, pligi rabbanon olei, but the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yosi. There's no kasha on Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi that cut down this palm tree, since the fruits were unripe, holds like the rabbanon that calls them on the fruits are unripe. It's not called a fruit yet. Therefore, there wouldn't be an issa orla on it, and it wasn't for shriya. Should be allowed to destroy it. And Rabbi Nachman holds like Rabbi Yosi. For the more maskev la resimim in adoi, oh me pligi rabbanon olei the Rabbi Yosi. Does the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yosi bishar with others and other trees? The chorus only machlekes by grapes. And unripe grapes. But by other fruits, there's no machlekes. We are tonight, we learn like this. Taka on Shvius was saying now, as soon as the fruit trees give off the fruits, you're not allowed to cut down the tree. Because you're not allowed to destroy the peris of Shvius. So at what time is it considered you have the fruits here that you're not allowed to chop down the tree? Beishami says any fruit tree, as long as something comes out of it, the smallest amount, Rashi learns Mishyotiyu means, Chilas olim b'menitzim. Mamash, as soon as the leaves even start growing, and nitzim tom, it starts budding, the tree, at that time it's called, you have fruits there, and it's also to cut it down. That's the chumra. Aba beisil loimrim, it depends. Ha'charuvim, the boxer tree, mishyashashu. When you see a little bit something looking like a boxer. V'yagafanim, the grapes, mishyigrow. What's Rashi? Mishyigodlu anovim ksas. When the grapes start to grow just a little bit. V'nikru giruah, l'kamaforishiru kapulalovim. Mamash, like a small bean. V'yazesim, the olive trees, mishyasnitsu, also a very small tree. V'shar kol ilonis, all other trees, mishyutsiyu. As soon as the fruit starts to come out, right away it is called a fruit. And this is Beisilul, churipatul is Beisilul. So you see, the Rabbanon only yagun abyasi by grapes. That's so machlekes. But by shar fruits, no matter how small the fruit is, as soon as you can see the fruit, it's called a fruit already. So back to Rav Nachman, according to Rabbi Loi, how was he allowed to cut down this palm tree since she had very small unripe dates there? That I call upon him an unripe date has a shame tree. And the Torah says lochla on Shvius, you're only allowed to eat it and not destroy it. So how was he allowed to destroy this fruit? All right, we'll stop here. We'll finish again tomorrow.